Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
To you, welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. How are we looking today? I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the board, and we've got a host of people running around here today. Boy, I tell you what, it just keeps getting better and better. From if you want to extend the weekend, if you will, do you see, Joe, today I have like 10,000 spoons over here. I've got spoons everywhere, and if you hear them moving around, it's only because I have to move them for the desk that I'm sitting at. But real quick, the issue here is that in the lunchroom, we actually have metal spoons in this place, and we have dishwashers, and we have a kitchen. But you can never find a spoon. That's the one thing that goes missing. Between yogurts, soups, food, and coffees that people stir, people take the spoons. So every time I go for a spoon, the only thing that's left is like one of those giant scooping spoons for whenever we have a banquet or something here. So I started bringing in plastic spoons. Well, I brought in like 60 of them. I bought this case of 60 of them. Somebody has found the stash in my desk. I don't know who it is, but as soon as I get video equipment to find out, I will thrash them thoroughly. But in the meantime, I needed spoons. So I brought in a handful of spoons today, and I set them down here, and now they're in my way. Anyway, but the winning continues as the Bucks win yet again. And you've got UWM that knocks off Iowa State. I mean, you know, you got some winning going on last night. How about that? You got some winning going on. So, as far as the state of sports go, not that we want to really pontificate about the overall state of sports. It's not the state of the union message here. But if you're a Wisconsinite, you probably looked at this weekend and found you really don't have a lot to complain about. You know what I mean? When was the last time you had the Bucks were relevant, the Brewers were relevant, the Packers are still relevant? They're always relevant. Even when they're bad, they're relevant. The Badgers are overwhelmingly relevant. You've got winning basketball programs right now. Things that have surprised you, maybe even. You know, things are pretty good. You had state high school football playoffs over the weekend. I saw a lot of pictures from that. A lot of people just happy. A lot of schools back to being champions. Other school new champions. I mean, you got all that kind of stuff sitting on the horizon. You got all that good stuff out there right now. What are you feeling right now? I thought to myself, we talk so much negativity, and we'll talk negativity today. I'm sure we will. It's going to come up. It's just one of those things that happens. Because it's easier to complain about what sucks than feel good and genuinely good about what's good. But overall, the winning continues. The Bucks win. They have won three in a row. Packers got a win. Badgers got a win. UWM gets a win. Marquette gets a win. I mean, just everybody's getting wins. It's kind of nice. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And on top of it, since Bledsoe, and I'm not saying it's just strictly Bledsoe, but I think sometimes when you get that extra oomph, if you will, Bledsoe, they make the trade, Bledsoe comes over, and he seems to have been, for lack of a better term, rejuvenated. Maybe from the release and getting out. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to last. I hope it lasts a long, long time. But when you get out of a bad situation and you get into a situation that's fun and young and hip, and you can see when you walk into the Bradley Center, you can see what's on the horizon. You can see the Taj Mahal. I think this is going to be, and I was listening Oh my God! Who's our guy for the NBA? Steve Ashburner. Steve Ashburner. I was listening to. He was on a radio station, I believe it was in Chicago. I could have been because I surf a lot. I do a lot of Pandora surfing, or not Pandora, but TuneIn radio surfing. And they were talking basketball. And the reason it caught my ear was because it was about supporting cast around Giannis, and it was all this different thing. And then at the end of the interview, he said, and don't forget, Milwaukee will by far have the best, most unique building in all of the NBA when that opens next year. And I kind of went, yeah, that's right. That's going to be in our backyard. And I know I don't want to get into the whole political side of things. I know some people don't like that. But I'm thinking, yeah. And when he's saying that nationally on these radio stations, and if guys are listening, and that might have been NBA radio or something, I can't remember what it was. But I'm thinking, yeah. Yeah, things are kind of trending in the right direction. I know the Bucks want to hit the ground running when they get into that new building. I'm not saying that that is going to coincide with championships or anything like that. I'm just simply saying that there's a genuinely real, real optimism there. And then I start thinking to myself, okay, Bledsoe comes in. He's your pickup. He's your acquisition. But really, it's going to be like getting two acquisitions when and if Jabari Parker comes back and he plays and he's healthy. And then I think, okay, Jabari comes back, plays well. They work out something off season. Everybody's happy. Everything's trending in the right direction. You hit the ground running when that building opens. Do I dare to dream? Do I dare to go, you know what? Yeah, remember when they built the Jacobs Field, which is now Progressive Field? Cleveland Indians sucked for years. Years. They were terrible. They built the Jake. The Flats become someplace to be. Shooters is the bar to be down there on the river. Suddenly they're winning in Cleveland. Why not? Why not? Maybe that magic. Maybe something just happens. But do I dare to dream? Do you feel pretty good about the state of Wisconsin sports right now after a good weekend? I still think there's a lot of things to be concerned about. I think if I had to run through my top five list of things to be concerned about, number one, the Green Bay Packers defense. Number two, the continual progression of Brett Hundley. Number three, Alex Hornibrook and the decision-making process that he seems to have had or lack of at times. That'd be number three. Number four, what are they going to do about the starting rotation? And how is that going to shake out for the Milwaukee Brewers? There's a lot of talk. I heard the Brewers rumored into the Jake Arrieta sweepstakes. I don't want to see them go anywhere near that unless it's at a very reasonable amount of money. And then, if you want to throw in number five is, keeping your fingers crossed that the Bucks get into the top five this season and get themselves a first-round playoff win. That we don't go through the roller coaster of losing three or four on the road and then coming back and winning three and then losing three or four, and that it kind of levels out. They figure it out. That whatever is that little, whatever needs that little tweak right over there in Bucks land, that right there, it's kind of like setting a dial. You know, a little bit too loud, a little bit too soft, a little bit too loud, a little bit too soft. And then you just go click and it's right there. It's right then. You're like, ah, perfect. Perfect. I can hear what I want around me, but I can hear this too. This is the perfect. This is the perfect ambiance, the perfect setting, the perfect picture in my mind of what it is I exactly want. That's what I'm waiting for with the Milwaukee Bucks. Where's that little click? My top five. Top five. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Are you happy today, Radio Joe? You got the Brewers gear on. You're entrenched and intense over there on stuff. You're working today. We got Billy White Shoes Johnson coming on today. Jim Polzin of the State Journal. A lot of good stuff today. Bucks guest at some point today. Joe's always happy. He's just nodding his head, just happy. It's a happy kind of day. We're going into the holiday season. Can you believe we're only a week and a half away from Thanksgiving? Holy mackerel. I can't believe we're a week and a half away from Thanksgiving. Which then leads us into the shopping season. There's Christmas music playing already. I did a little Christmas shopping. I'm in a good mood. Can you tell today? I'm in a good mood. Here's the reason why. You know what? Screw that. I'll tell you when we come back. Kevin in Greenfield, you're going to be first one out of the chute when we come back as well, because Kevin might be feeling it also. This portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at the Marshfield Clinic Health System. They are the official healthcare provider of the Bill Michael Show. Dr. Cicchini fixed my knee up, got me back in the game. Truly a great experience. And as you know, I'm biking and more active than ever. And if you want to see some of the life-changing, inspiring stories from other people, simply go to YouTube. Type in Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic. And you can see some of the other, not just me, but their stories as well. Care My Way also provides you with flexibility and convenience and quick resolutions to some of your common health conditions without an appointment. You don't have to travel to see the doctor and all that kind of stuff. Come on. Call them. 844-CARE-AWAY. That's 844-CARE-AWAY. 7 days a week between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Charge never more than $40. Depends on your insurance. And if you need a prescription, the nurse practitioner can send it right to the pharmacy of your choice. That is convenience, my friend. Go to marshfieldclinic.org to find out all about the physicians and the services and the locations and everything near you. That is Marshfield Clinic Health System, the official health care provider of yours truly. Kevin and Greenfield, first out of the chute. And I'll tell you why I'm in a little bit of a spirit today. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Gasol. They double on a catch. Tom Hitchman with a block. Tony Snell drops it. And Middleton brings that baby. Smile, Chris. That's a good one.
We did pretty well with the last year, so now just picking it up, not losing trust, not losing faith in ourselves, but just starting on the defensive end and trusting each other on the offensive end.
Welcome back to the program. Those are the words of Chris Middleton of the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks get a nice win last night, 3 in a row since acquiring Bledsoe, and it continues to roll on. Keep it going. Keep it going. No doubt about it. Keep it going. You love to see what the energy is right now on that team, and I'm just enjoying watching it. I got to be honest with you. There's sometimes it frustrates the hell out of me, and right now I just keep saying, you know what? I'm good with this. I'm watching a good flow right now. The highlight, courtesy of Fox Sports, as always. We'll get to Kevin because we're talking about kind of the state, at least the state of the weekend regarding sports in the state of Wisconsin. I was telling you, man, I'm kind of in a good mood. Good mood. I don't know what it is. I don't know because I'm not a fan of cold. I'm not a fan of snow unless it's around the holidays. I'm just not one of those guys. I'm give me 85 and sunny and motorcycle weather, and I can get out and go to baseball games, enjoy football outside, all that kind of good stuff. And so I'm that guy, but. Yesterday, we had the Horse and Plow Huddle last night, and Devontae Adams was our guest. Now, he couldn't stay the entire time, but we had such a you're going to hear from him coming up shortly. We had such a good time with him last night. Just a genuinely good guy. But yesterday, it was one of those days where everything's just crappy, okay? Do you ever have one of those days where you're kind of in a mood, and, you know, you're not fighting, but you're kind of like just things are out of sorts, and Sherry and I are, yapping, and it just. So I did the stepdad thing. I took Alexa. For the first time, her and I just kind of went and did something. So I said, you know what? I'm going to pick you up from school. I'm going to pick you up from school. We're going to go see Devontae Adams. And she has really not much of a clue when it comes to football players. She had to ask her, you know, she's a seventh grader. She had to ask her, quote, boyfriend and some friends around her. Is Devontae Adams cool? They're like, oh, my God, he caught that pass in the game. Ah! So I said, let's go. You'll meet Devontae Adams. Here we go. Off we go. So we had a great talk. We had a great time. Got into some deep conversation. I forgot what it's like to be a dad. My girls are late 20s and early 30s. I forgot all that kind of stuff, you know. Now, knowledgeable-wise, it comes back. But then we got up there, and we had a good time. We had a good dinner. We had a lot of fun. Now she's like the queen of the ball because she was hanging out with Devontae Adams last night, and her mom posted her picture with Devontae Adams on Facebook and stuff. And then we get real good conversation coming back. I'm actually thinking about doing these like videos where we just put the you know, not Facebook Live, but you just put the video camera in the car and you're just talking life stuff. And just when it's really good, you just hit play or hit record. It's just fantastic. But we went Christmas shopping last night, which was so cool. I thought, well, I'll show her around the American Club. And if you've never been to the American Club, it's just it's an incredibly stunning, historic, well-kept, maintained building and area. Kohler is like, I've always said it's like Pleasantville. It's just, there's a whole different breed of person there. It's just so wonderful. And we were walking through the American Club in the old Stoic rooms with the leather couches and the fireplace and the books on the shelves. And you could almost see gentlemen from the 1950s in there in tall top hats and smoking cigars and such. I mean, it was so cool. But then we went downstairs, and they had the gift shop to open. And I know it's not cheap, but I said, well, let's go in and look around, because they had all their Christmas stuff out. And so she picked out an ornament for us. It's our first family ornament, if you will. So she picked out, we were going to pick out a Santa Claus. And she said, no, because we're getting a house. You and Mom are getting married. We have to pick out our first ornament. And now we got tradition because she wants to be the first to put it on the tree and all that stuff. So anyway, I just woke up today. I'm in a great mood. It was just like, man, Christmas spirit like hit me right now. It just, I'm ready. It's just bring. We got the Christmas parade coming up this weekend. I think in Milwaukee is the Christmas parade that gets underway. I think Saturday morning. It was just, I'm just bringing on. I'm ready. I'm ready for the holidays. I'm feeling good. So that's my kind of day today. That's where I'm at. I'm just head-wise, I'm good. Sherry finally rented out the house, and she's moving into mine for a while, and now we got to figure out where to put all the crap. But nevertheless, you know, as long as we don't pack the dog by accident and stick him in a bin somewhere, we're good to go, I guess. So, feeling good. Let's go to Kevin listening to us in Greenfield. Kevin, are you feeling good today about any sports situation in the state of Wisconsin? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. You know, Bill, you know what happened to me last night during the Bucks game? I got two new Panasonic tape recorders.
What?
I got two new Panasonic tape recorders.
Tape recorders?
Yeah.
Really? Do they actually take tape, Kevin?
Yeah, cassette tape.
Holy crap.
You could actually record a four-hour show on quarter speed on a 120.
Gotcha. Oh, videotape.
No, audio.
Audio. Oh, okay.
On cassette.
Okay.
And my brothers are so good to me. But
well, that's awesome.
One of them is in the hospital.
Anyway, well, I hope they get better.
Anyway, I was telling your producer, remember Eddie Doucette?
I do remember Eddie Doucette.
He had I have in my hot little collection the Bucks highlight album, Bill.
That is fantastic. I have heard that. Years ago, when I worked at TMJ, Eddie came in and we did a whole highlight reel of stuff with Eddie, and it was the broadcasters in the state, and there was some Euchre stuff they had did at one time and everything, and it was very nostalgic for people that remember the day, so to speak. It was really, really cool.
Bill, he was, you know, I wasn't here. I went to the state school in Janesville for the blind, and I'm visually handicapped. And I couldn't get at the time it was WEMP.
Right.
So when I was in Janesville, you could not get the 1250 frequency because of the Janesville station. So I'm listening, and it was what, 71 they won the championship, Bill?
71.
Yeah. And here's Doucette. The world champion.
There you go. Those were the days, Kevin. Absolutely. And we strive for that. Kevin, appreciate the phone call. We strive for that again. We hope that, well, we would love to see a new championship come into that building on the exodus of the Bradley Center. We would love to see a championship come into the first year of the new building as well. But I do remember that Eddie Doucette tape.
God bless Kevin in Greenfield. Last night, Bill, it's quite a battle for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
And you know what? At times, defensively, it was a disaster. And then there were other times where it was great. I mean, the fact that you were able to hold the Grizzlies to, what, 38 points in the second half is pretty good. But you also gave up 65 to the Grizzlies in the first half.
Right.
But I think what I also appreciated out of the Bucks last night was their will to win and their will to battle back in the fourth quarter. And you heard Chris Middleton talking about that in that cut coming back. That it looked like Tyreek Evans was going to just run away with this game. And he's been off to a great start this year. He could be sixth man of the year. I think he's finally found his role in Memphis. And that's really good to see for him. And he was tough to beat. And the Bucks are down five. And all of a sudden, it's this offensive barrage. And everyone was chipping in, including a guy that a lot of Bucks fans have been waiting for I don't know how many years now. And that's John Henson. I mean, John Henson had some great moments in the paint last night scoring. He had that big block. You heard that highlight coming back as well.
If he can give you that, I'm not saying he's totally worth the money, but if he can give you that consistently, that's what you're wanting. What I've seen out of him the last few games has been just a different energy. He doesn't have to be a big-time scorer or have to be this distributor of the basketball. He just has to be a presence that defensively can give you a little bit of rim protection, give you some cleaning of the glass, and to be a facilitator at times. That, I mean, he doesn't have to be a big points guy, and he can give you energy. He reminds me of Scotty Williams. Now, Scotty Williams was a better scorer, but he reminds me of Scotty Williams when he's on like that.
Well, the one thing is with John Henson, I think he was expected, when he was drafted, to put on a little bit more weight, to add some more muscle to him. And I've just never really seen much of an improvement in that regard. He's still a little lanky, and he's still, it's harder for him to match up against some of those better big men. But clearly right now, he is playing much better than Thonmaker, and he should be in the starting lineup. And I really, for what it's worth, I think John Henson, this is the most energy we've seen out of Henson in this stretch in a long time. And I just hope that this can go over the course of the season. Because the problem is with Henson, it's like some nights he shows up, there's other nights that he didn't. And I'll say this about Thonmaker. Thonmaker had a really good game last night off the bench, defensively and offensively as well. And the one thing Thonmaker didn't do, he didn't have any fouls. I mean, we see Thonmaker all the time going out there making mistake after mistake after mistake. Part of the fact is he's just super raw. People need to understand that. But then on top of it, I mean, last night, he played some good D. He trapped some guys.
Yeah. He had better footwork last night, too, down near the baseline.
Absolutely, yeah.
He wasn't crossing his feet. He was shuffling. He was quick to the step, and he was intuitive.
Yeah.
I thought last night he played much, much better.
And I thought, really, the chemistry between him and Malcolm Brogdon off the bench was also was really neat as well. Those guys did a good job working together, helping each other out.
This is also giving Brogdon a new perspective and a new tenacity.
Yeah, and I think for what it's worth right now, Malcolm Brogdon has done a pretty good job off the bench. The debate's going to go back and forth about who should be the starter, but I think right now there's really no debate. I think Eric Bledsoe right now, for the first three games, has done, for a guy that hasn't played 3 weeks, to go out there, to have this kind of chemistry between him and Giannis. Hopefully he can find that with everyone else on the floor. But the chemistry that he has with Giannis alone has been very impressive. And to see his athleticism, to see himself as explosive as he is getting to the rim, really haven't seen that out of a Bucks point guard in I don't know how long. I mean, that kind of speed, that kind of athleticism, that explosiveness from a point guard, I haven't seen that in a while. And that is very refreshing. And when you have a guy that brings that kind of energy, that's going to help the rest of this offense. And that's what they got to do. Ball movement is going to be key for this team. If they can continue to play at a high pace, high tempo with the length that they have, they're going to flourish. And we talked about this last night in the postgame show because I was filling in for Sparky Bill. You know, do you think that this Bucks team has a top five offense in them, especially when Jabari Parker comes back? Because what are we expecting out of Parker? All the reports right now in practice say that Jabari Parker looks great. Looks like the old Jabari, considering he's coming off of a second knee surgery. Right. So with Jabari coming back, in addition to a 20-point guy in Eric Bledsoe, a 20-point guy in Middleton, a 30-point guy in Giannis, you know, can this Bucks offense achieve top five? I don't know if they can achieve top 10 defense. I don't think that's possible. Maybe top 15 if they can show a little bit more consistency and not be so streaky, but I think there is a high ceiling. I think that's going to be one of the Bucks' biggest strengths. If they want to get to 45, 50 wins on the season, the offense is what it's going to be. They're going to have to outshoot teams.
855-830-8648. 855-830-8648 on loansbykip.com, toll-free talk line. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Every Tuesday is Bucks Tuesday.
Rocks it back and rocks it.
The players, the new arena, and everything about this exciting new 50th season. Hear the all-access conversation every Bucks Tuesday at 12:35 on The Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Get back into some football chatter coming up here in just a moment. A reminder, speaking of football chatter, we, meaning the Bill Michaels Show, We are going to be heading to Super Bowl LII this year. Yet again, we're going to be on the road and broadcasting live out of Minneapolis-St. Paul, Radio Row, bringing you all the fun and frivolity. And we can't do it without some of our terrific sponsors. The people from Great Lakes Dragaway are back again this year. Roy and the gang. 2018 season passes, by the way, they're already up on the website. So if you're looking for the holiday gift-giving stuff that's going on and getting your dates set and maybe some experiences out at the drag strip or racing your own, go to Great Lakes Dragaway, greatlakesdragaway.com. That's greatlakesdragaway.com. Also, Chris and the gang at ABC Audio Video, who do such a fantastic job. Not only are they a part of the program and giving away the big screen TV we're giving away at the end of the year just before the big game, but just great to be a part of and work with these guys. And they're the ones that did the bar in my house, and it's fantastic. And go to abcaudiovideo.com, abcaudiovideo.com. And one of the other things, a new sponsor that came on this year, Dance Studio out of Delafield, Wisconsin. That's kind of weird to be advertising a dance studio on a sports show, but some guys just don't know how to get it done. And it's a kind of a neat gift for partners, especially this time of year when you're talking about Christmas parties and dinner balls and all that kind of stuff. And they're fun people over there. As a matter of fact, I got to get in and get my one free lesson so I can go over and just step all over Sherry, because I know I'm going to make a mess of things. But it's called Social Style Dance. And if I'll tell you this, but I'll videotape it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. SocialStyleDance.com. SocialStyleDance.com. They're in Delafield, Wisconsin. It's ball season, New Year's Eve season. Plus, you can just give the gift to dance. So check it out, or maybe just don't give the gift. Keep it for yourself, because maybe you're just as white gets like yours truly. Again, go to SocialStyleDance.com. Bring him in now, our buddy Christopher Price from the Boston Sports Journal, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. To maybe give us a little insight into what the hell is going on with Martellus Bennett, because he can't be as banged up as he says he is if he's playing football. Christopher, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good, Bill. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. This whole thing has been nothing more than a just weird conundrum. Knowing the Packers the way we do, knowing the medical staff the way we do, the number of players that have said that, whether it's current or former players, that said, no, this is completely erroneous. This is so out of character for the Packers. What do you make of this whole Martellus Bennett thing and the way he kind of got himself out of Green Bay and back into New England?
I think that if he had to do it all over again, he probably wouldn't have handled it the way he did. We had a chance to talk to him for the first time after the Broncos game. He played, I think it was 7 or 8 snaps in that one, wasn't wearing a shoulder harness, you know, so you can kind of, you know, draw your own conclusions from that. I do think that in the context of this conversation, it's important to note that there is a comfort level when it comes to Martellus Bennett and the Patriots based on what he went through last year with the injuries that he had. He had a cracked bone in his ankle. He was banged up. He had a knee issue. He had the shoulder issue. And he is confident in the way he is handled here in New England as opposed to maybe anywhere else. Again, I think if he had to do it all over again, I don't know if he would have, you know, fired the shots that he did via Instagram at the Packers and the medical staff. But I think at the same time, when you consider his background here in New England, when you consider the fact that, you know, he's one of a handful of guys who've kind of gone through this before, left and then come back to New England because he feels a little bit more comfortable working with Belichick, working with the Patriots for whatever reason. I think that it kind of becomes a little bit clearer. One other thing that I think is important to remember, he said, or at least he told us after the game the other night, that he was going to retire. He told his agent, look, don't have teams put any claims in for me. I'm done. I'm going to get the shoulder surgery. But the Patriots still claimed him regardless. And he said, you know, look, it wasn't a done deal when the Patriots claimed me. It wasn't like a drop of the hat thing. I'm going right back. I had to sit and think about it for a while. So, all of these things kind of figure into this situation. But I do think there's still some unanswered questions here that I think Bennett ultimately has to account for.
Yeah, I was going to say, to kind of make the claims that he did, and, you know, obviously everybody wants to know when did this whole thing really, truly pop up, because he kept saying that, well, the Packers have the references as far as the, you know, x-rays and such. And I'm kind of like, okay, if they had everything, then basically what you're saying is, well, I can prove it, but I don't have the information to prove it. So I guess my question then becomes, in the times that you've had a chance to work with Martellus Bennett, which wasn't like an extended period of time, but how do I put it without saying he's a liar, but do you believe his credibility?
You know, I do. I think that there's some questions, though, like I said before, Bill. I think that still need to be answered. I think chief among them, and this is something I was talking about with some colleagues the other day, would he have reacted the way he did if Aaron Rodgers hadn't gone down? I think that he went to Green Bay with the idea, you know what, I'm all in. I want to make this team better. I recognize the fact that the Packers are a true Super Bowl contender. I want to be all in on that. And then, you know, when Rodgers goes down, he says, well, you know, maybe this isn't really working out for me here. The shoulder's a little bit dinged up. You know, maybe I just want to go on IR for the year. So I think that, you know, one of the questions that I still want to ask him is, look, if Tom Brady goes down here, are you going to be inclined to do the same thing? So, they're like I said before, ultimately there's some questions. But in my experience with him, having covered him last year and having him gotten to know him a little bit over the course of the 2016 season, and knowing the injuries that he played through, knowing the health issues that he had, I think that it's important to remember this is not his first rodeo when it comes to something like this. He knows his body pretty well. He knows how to react to certain things. Again, look, I'm not excusing the Instagram stuff. That was a foolish move, I think, on his part. But ultimately, I do tend to agree with him when it comes to his injury history, his health issues, and being able to play through situations like that.
The other side of the coin, and by the way, we're talking with Christopher Price from the Boston Sports Journal, joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. I wanted to ask more just about this team. We continually talk about the Patriots in a realm of which we're comparing now Bill Belichick and Tom Brady to Vince Lombardi and Bart Starr. It's that kind of legacy. It's that kind of tradition. It's that kind of dynasty. So that being said, what when you're there and you see it, what makes that organization so damn different?
That all four of the most important people in the organization are on the same page. That the GM, and in this case, you know, Bill makes most of the personnel moves, but Nick Caserio is basically the de facto GM. Belichick, Tom Brady, and Robert Kraft are all on the same page all of the time. And there's never a sense of, you know, someone kind of wandering off the reservation and, you know, saying something that they shouldn't or doing something that they shouldn't. They all know exactly what it takes to do to be able to keep the whole thing moving forward. That's kind of a big picture version of it. But look, in the Bennett thing is a really good way to kind of get a peek into how the organization works, is that everybody knows what they need to do. Everybody knows exactly what they need to be doing, what they need to execute. And Bennett is a really good example of that. They're not going to ask him to do more than he's comfortable doing. You know, kind of harkening back to what I was talking about before, they put guys in situations where they can maximize their talents, minimize their strengths, and this is just from a pure on-field perspective, and it all seems to work. Look, I think the offensive line is a really good example here when we talk about this. You know, you have a guy, you know, a center in David Andrews, you know, you have a couple of guards, lightly regarded guards. You know, the only first-round pick on that team is first-round pick on that offensive line is left tackle Nate Solder, but they're able to coach them up and kind of get them to play together to a point where they can keep Tom Brady healthy and upright, keep the whole thing moving forward. So I guess the short answer to the question is everybody knows exactly what they need to do to keep the whole thing moving forward, both on and off the field, and they never seem to lose focus or take their eyes off the prize for a second.
We talk here all the time in this area about the acquisition of free agents and Ted Thompson, and people want him to go out and get more and build around Aaron Rodgers and give him that opportunity. And yet I go through the roster of the New England Patriots. You have three guys that are making double-digit millions of dollars. That's it. It's not like it's a roster that's loaded with a bunch of highly paid guys. I mean, granted, there's some deferred money there, but what has made that so tolerable? I mean, obviously when you win, everything's great, no big deal. But what has made that so tolerable where they can find these guys that don't cost them $10 million or $15 million a year? You don't have to overpay them. What has made it so good? Is it just and again, maybe I'm just going and being redundant here, but is it just the fact that they just spot talent and there's a system that if you fit into that system, you are just going to have success?
Some of that is true, Bill. A lot of that is true. Also, a lot of it is timing, quite frankly. And you know, I'll bring up the case of Malcolm Butler, who's still a restricted free agent. And he was making noise about wanting a new contract up here. And, you know, there was talk in the offseason that they were going to trade him before that number came due, and, you know, he could still walk ultimately, but, you know, he's still on a very short deal, and he's their best cornerback and maybe, you know, arguably one of the best cornerbacks in the league. You know, they have a handful of young guys on this roster who are still on their first contracts. And at the same time, Bill is also very cognizant of when to get rid of a guy. I think he's perfected the art of knowing, you know, a year too early as opposed to a year too late. And I think that figures into it as well. But they're, like I said before, and like you bring up, they're excellent at being able to identify guys for their system and what they need to be able to do. Guys like Chris Hogan, who was just a, you know, an afterthought on the Buffalo Bills roster, comes here and he's an absolutely integral part of what they want to do offensively. That, like I mentioned before, that offensive line, they're able to find guys, you know, backup linebackers. They're able to find, you know, defensive backs. Butler went down for Stephon Gilmore went down for a couple of weeks, and they were able to fill in with Johnson Batamosi, a part-time special teamer. You know, Jonathan Jones, an undrafted free agent. They're able to find these guys and plug them in and not put too much on their plate. But again, they're able to identify these guys and what they do well, and they maximize that talent from that perspective.
Always good to chat, my friend. How are things over there on the East Coast? You don't have any snow or anything already, do you?
No, but I heard you before. It's glad to hear that you're going to Super Bowl 52. So, you know, if the Patriots are there, you know, I don't know if the Packers are going to make it, if the Patriots make it. If we end up making it, man, we finally got to connect to the Super Bowl. The first Bud Light's on me.
Absolutely. You know what? I'll tell you right now, get out there a week ahead of time. We're doing Manny's Steakhouse on that Saturday night the week before, and you will be my guest.
I'm in, my friend. We'll
okay.
talk soon.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Christopher Price, W. I shouldn't say W. It's the Boston Journal. It's the Boston Sports Journal now. Not with WEEI, which he was, but with the Boston Sports. He's moving up in the world. He's just getting bigger and better, I think, in part doing in process of the show. But nevertheless, that's Christopher Price over there covering the New England Patriots and giving us the perspective on Martellus Bennett. Thanks to him for joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com. Reminder, tomorrow night, today is what, Tuesday, Joe? I've lost today. Tuesday? Thursday night. Going to be at Libby Montana's in Mequon. We hope to see out there as a face in the crowd. It is the Bill Michaels Huddle back on the road. Our Green and Gold analyst, Paul Immig, is going to be there. Bud Girls are going to be there. Hopefully, you're going to be there as well. Again, Thursday night, 6 to 8, Libby Montana's in Mequon. We hope to see you there. And it is all brought to you by Bud Light. They're the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I got to get Bud Light to make an eggnog brew, a holiday eggnog brew. Maybe we do that. See if I can't throw that on the docket. Get that out there. Hey, by the way, we're going to hear from Nick Perry coming up. And also, is Martellus Bennett really the most hated Packer right now? Seriously, I mean, is he like taking a place above like Tony Mandrich? With more right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We're glad to have you. Always looking forward to a day to get out off today. I got a couple of things, a couple of errands to run today. I'm picking up a new snowblower today. I hate thinking about it, but kind of in the mood now, and we know it's coming. So, and I got a buddy of mine that plows a driveway, but since it's going to be more than just me rolling around the house now, need a new snowblower. So I'm picking up a new snowblower today. That's my big day today. So today, why I'm bringing this up is I'm out and about. I'm out running around today. So I am going to, I've made it a point in my mind. I'm heading over to Cousin Subs. I'm picking up that pepperoni melt. A little bit of a cool day today. Picking up the pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese, face first. I'm going to order the Bill Michaels with a side of Radio Joe, see if they know it. I'm going to just randomly stop by and see if they know what it is. And if not, they'll learn it, live it, love it. Woo! Feel a little Ric Flair-ish even. And I'm going to swing by and check that out. Look, I like the brisket. I think the brisket's good. I like the Italian. I like the turkey. I like the club. I like them all. But the pepperoni melt's my favorite. They have the brisket, but it's for a limited time. The barbecue brisket. Get in and get it. Brisket. Barbecue sauce, fried pickles, horseradish mayo, Wisconsin cheddar cheese. Lay it on the bun, put it all down there, cook it up, warm, cheesy, pulling it apart, cheesy, cheesy. Good stuff. Go to Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, you deserve better. And the way to find out more about it, download the app on your Apple and your Android phone. That is Cousin Subs, and you'll be good to go. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Here's a question for you. Is Martellus Bennett, has he replaced some of the other hated Packers in history? Has he now vaulted himself? We're prisoners of the moment. We understand that. We acknowledge that in a lot of ways. But has he become that guy, that heralded guy that was going to help Green Bay? And not only did he not help Green Bay, but then he kind of crapped on him on the way out and orchestrated himself out of town. Has he become the most hated Packer? Tony Mandrich was a hated Packer, even though he didn't amount to anything. He came with a lot of hype, but he was all inflated. We all know that. But who else would be a hated Packer? You know what I mean? Who else could you throw out there? Who else could you throw out there as far as being a hated Packer? Then again, there's people like, you know, Dee Pasternak says, I never really considered him a Green Bay Packer. He never made an impact. He was just a major disappointment. Okay, well.
Still had the uniform on.
Still had the uniform
still
on.
Still signed a three-year contract.
Steve says, for me, it's Tony Mandrich. Could have, should have had Barry Sanders, Dion, Derek Thomas. I realize he didn't make the pick, but came in and sucked.
I love how there's a couple of people who say, well, this is a stupid question. It's pretty obvious. And then they answer the question. If it's stupid, you wouldn't really take the time to answer. I see a lot of people saying Darren Sharper.
Darren Sharper is getting it.
I definitely see Darren Sharper being the most
Darren Sharper, Charles Martin, purposefully injured other players.
My dad used to hate. My dad has grown up in Illinois his entire life. He's been a Bear fan, but he's always had respect for the Packers.
This one's from Wayne, who says Greg Jennings' sister. She was never really a Packer, though.
I'm pretty sure my dad was at the game where Charles Martin had that ridiculous
slam of Jim McMahon down on the turf.
And my dad, to that very day, has lost all respect for the Packers. He hates the Packers. Pretty sure he was at that game.
Your dad's been wallowing in a lot of misery ever since, though, hasn't he?
But he used to take visits up to Green Bay. I think he had autographs from, like, Nitschke and some of the other greats. I don't know what he did with it.
Going to take a quick break. Stick around. More of the Michael Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.